We've never seen anything like the 64,000 deaths we had last year. Goodness gracious, that's just unprecedented.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently announcing yet another program to combat the opioid epidemic. Dr. Jonah Stahlberg at Northwestern Memorial Hospital says opioids are a class of drugs that include heroin and painkillers.
Things like Percocet, Darvocet, fentanyl is a prescription medication. It also is now we've seen synthetic fentanyl that's illegally produced.
Now here's what's been happening. In the past few years, those painkillers have been overproduced, overprescribed, and here's the important part, misused.
75% of patients who use heroin started by abusing prescription medications.
The majority of those heroin users were not the intended prescriber.
They borrow it or buy it from friends and family. They get it from their parents' medicine cabinet. They get it from their friends.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin and other lawmakers targeting drug companies.
The pharmaceutical companies produce 14 billion opioid pills a year in the United States. 14 billion is enough opioids for every adult in America to have a three-week prescription. Every one of us.
Doctors also need to improve their practices when it comes to managing pain. The CDC says there are nearly 200 overdoses a day.
Now in Illinois, there's more opioid drug deaths than there are deaths on our roads.
At least two-thirds of overdoses linked to opioids, mostly heroin and fentanyl. So how do we deal with those people already addicted?
She was really blue, though, but her color started coming back.
There is no disputing that Narcan can save your life if you're experiencing an overdose from an opioid.
You're giving her an injection of adrenaline straight to her heart, but she's got a breastplate.
That scene in Pulp Fiction is much more harrowing than today's antidote. Narcan is a nasal spray.
One particular call that I remember is we went and the person that lived in the house, one of his roommates that overdosed, the person administered Narcan even before we got there.
It's long been used by paramedics and doctors, but as the opioid epidemic continues to spiral out of control, Narcan's becoming more and more available to the public. And these days, many police officers carry it.
When I pulled up on a scene, I've seen a person basically dead. They're pale like the walls. And then Narcan's administered. Within 3 to 5 minutes, they're sitting and talking. They're ready to walk away.
Elmhurst officer Art Krzyzewski has seen his share of overdoses and resurrecting the dead. And he says Narcan does save lives, but that's not enough for some.
We're not the hospital. We're not paramedics. We're the police.
Richard Jones, sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, says his deputies will never carry the medication. He says he's not the one that decides if people live or die. He says they decide that when they stick that needle in their arm. Diana Feeney counsels high-functioning addicts. She says the key is treatment.
You know, I've known people that have had been narconed, as we say, a couple of times. And I think that's, again, the problem is we're not educating people on what the consequences of that are.
But Dr. Jonah Stahlberg of Northwestern Memorial Hospital says it's a start.
It doesn't actually fix the underlying problem. And we know that as healthcare professionals, but it doesn't mean it's wrong to have Narcan available. It probably means there's some good because it gives us time to try and intervene.
We will recover.
Regardless of where one stands on Narcan, everyone agrees it's not the solution.
I don't want to play this game no more.
Together we are going to end the scourge of drug addiction in America.
President Trump has declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency, and the response has been quick, intense, and nonpartisan.
This is a problem of pregnant mothers, of wealthy millionaires, of poor families living in poverty. It goes across racial lines. It's really been a problem that affects all of us.
Billions of dollars are being targeted to get a handle on the crisis, and Dr. Jonah Stahlberg at Northwestern Memorial Hospital says there is encouraging news.
There are some early signs that perhaps 2018 will be a better year than 2017.
Narcan is saving lives, and doctors are scaling back on opioid prescriptions.
We've got to stop the abuse of prescription drugs. I am telling you, we intend to do that in the Department of Justice.
And drug take-back programs are getting those painkillers off the streets.
Given the extent of the opioid epidemic, and not only in Illinois and across the country, it is critical that patients understand the need to dispose of unused medications.
Now the focus needs to turn to treatment.
Getting a solution that leverages Narcan because it acts within seconds, that's great, but that is step one. And we have to think about it as step one. We are not going to turn the ship of opioid crisis and the overdose crisis that we're having. We're not going to turn that in a day. We're not going to turn it in a year.
Dr. Schulberg says the bottom line, we need more solutions. I'm Judy Pilak, WGN News.